Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. A lot of opinions out there about going negative. For me, it's a tool that can be used for good if done in the right way. As they say in parenting, you gotta pick your battles. Here are two scenarios where focusing on the negative can work. First off, towards a glamorized option. Now, this article addressed a very popular idea. It's easy to glamorize working from a beautiful environment during a grueling commute or spending hours in a cubicle. By using specifics in a neutral tone, the article looks like a counterbalance versus an all-out hit piece. And again, you can't argue with a first-person perspective. So ask yourself, what is glamorized that I can bring down to earth? What can I get granular about? Second, this angle works when your main point isn't well known. In this case, most folks assume that the tempting environment is the problem. By correcting this up front, the author sets up her perspective as behind the scenes. She comes off like an insider she is, and folks love to work with insiders because they assume that experience brings out the nuances they don't know about, which this article does. So ask yourself, what's not noticed here? Where's the heads up that I can use to get granular? You know, a lot of us want to be aspirational. I get it. And sure, we don't want to be known as Debbie Downer all the time. But when we use this tactic strategically with a helpful tone, going negative can be a positive for our thought leadership. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.